That's all rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. As a result of Lum's unorthodox and unintentional roller skating exhibition, Coolmore decided yesterday that Lum was the man they needed to lead the Pine Ridge athletic team. So they promptly named him the football coach. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, Alka-Seltzer's fast action relief is something you'll be glad to have when an occasional headache comes along. You see, Alka-Seltzer's fast action analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your headache. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it. Yes, sir, you'll find that Alka-Seltzer is just what you want. And after you've once tried it, you'll never be without it. So, for an occasional headache, get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. You'll find that when it comes to fast action relief, Alka-Seltzer goes right to work on that occasional headache. Now, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablet gets down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Gotham Down store. The new coach is just entering.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Long. Well, how'd things go, coach?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell, Abner.
Well, you went over to the schoolhouse, didn't you, and had a talk with the football team?
Yeah, I went over there. Miss Emmeline gave a pretty nice speech when she introduced me as the new coach, and then she led the team in a cheer for me.
Cheer for you?
Cheer.
Oh, cheer. Oh.
10 rays for Coach Edwards and a lion or a tiger or something like that.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, it sounded good. Well, first time I ever heard that, my name called in the middle of it.
What happened then?
Well, then she left, and I was supposed to go out and watch the team practice.
Uh-huh.
And give them some pointers.
Naturally.
Tell them what's wrong with the way they're playing and all that.
Yeah. Well, did you do that?
Well, I started to. I made a couple of suggests, but the boys jumped all over me and told me I was wrong.
They did?
Yeah, Abner, I can't coach that team. I don't know nothing about football.
Ah.
Every youngin' over there knows a way yonder more about it than I do. I found that out before I'd been over there 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, Long, you can learn about it, can't you? Read up on it.
No, I doubt it.
Oh, you can, too.
I can see now I ain't followed that game at all.
Ain't followed it?
Oh, they've changed the rules to where I don't understand it no way.
Yeah, well, I guess they have got a couple of different rules than they used to have.
Couple? I can see you ain't followed the game either. Abner, do you know that they don't even use a bat no more?
Well, a bat?
No, sir. They done quit it.
Well, Lum, they never did use a bat in football.
They never,
huh? Why, of course not. That's baseball you're thinking of.
Well, see there. That'll give you an idea how little I know about this.
Well, Lum, that's easy enough to learn. Anybody can learn if you don't use a bat in football.
Yeah, but I just don't know nothing about it. Coaching is just one of the few things I ain't got no talents for, I'm here.
Oh, well, now you can catch on to it.
Well, even if I could, it's too embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it's bad enough having the players know more about the game than I do, but when they stand around in a little circle and whisper about me, that's just going too far.
Did they do that?
Yes, sir.
Well, them honorary boys. Well,
Miss Emily had them choose up sides there and start playing a game for practice, and about every 2 minutes, half of them would get off in a little group and put their arms around one another and get their heads together and start whispering.
Oh.
I couldn't hear anything they were saying, but I know good and well they were talking about me. Laughing, more than likely. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, I think I know what that was.
I think they were talking about how old I was, because I heard one of them holler, 72, right in front of Miss Emmeline, too. Abner, I don't look 72, do I?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that you did, no.
I just can't go back there and put up with that no more. It's just too embarrassing.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, I believe you got that part of it wrong now. see, that was just a huddle that the boys was getting into.
Yeah, that's just about what it amounted to. The overcoat varnish. I didn't dare tell them to cut it out because most of them were bigger than me. You're stouter, anyway.
Yeah, well, now, Lama, you got that wrong. They weren't talking about you. See, that's just the way they give their signals.
Signals?
Why, sure.
Well, if they're going to talk about me, I'd rather they just come right out flat-footed and do it, not go signaling around about it.
Yeah, well, Lama, you still don't get the idea. See, that's part of the game.
They talk about the coach?
Well, no, Lama, but to get them little huddles that away. They get together in a little circle and figure out what they're going to do next, you know. Who's going to carry the ball or kick the ball or throw it and which way they're going to run and all that. That's what that's
for. Now, that's another thing. I never did understand where they were trying to run to.
Where they're trying to run?
Well, in baseball, you run to first base. Everybody knows that. Then these fellas are running every which way. Backwards, forward, sideways, and every other way.
Well, I'll admit to some parts of the game, it's hard to follow.
I know one thing. If I was coach, there's one little sneak on that team I'd get shut of.
Little sneak?
Yeah. One of the boys dropped the ball there once, and he picked it up and run like everything. Trying to get away with the ball. But I done it, too. Got clean down to the other end of the diamond before some of the other fellas caught him.
Yeah, well, Lom, I think that was just part of the game. See, they take the ball that away and run with it, you know.
Well, I know the other fellas never liked it, the way they run and jumped on him.
Well, they're supposed to jump on him, Lom. They're always jumping on somebody. In all the games I've ever saw, they knock a fella down and jump right on him.
Well, listen, they run off with a ball, Corny Jackson or some such a silly name. I just don't know nothing about it. I never learned the game good enough to understand it, let alone coach it.
Well, now, Lom, it ain't so hard to learn. Not all it is to it is this. Two teams line up against one another, and then one fella takes a ball and sees how far he can get with it, and some other fella, he takes it and sees how far he can get with it.
Well, how do they tell who wins?
Well, the one that goes the farthest, I reckon. Now, I never was sure about that part of it myself. Maybe it's the team that's got the most fellas left after the game that wins.
Most fellas left?
Yeah, in the games I saw, well, every once in a while, they come out and carry some fella off the field. And maybe they get 7 points a man for that. I know seven figures in that score in there somewhere. I saw that. But now, where they get it, I just don't know.
I don't even know that much about it.
Yeah, seven.
I've just got to resign the job. That's all there is.
No, no, you don't. I don't know.
I know it's going to break Miss Emmeline's heart, but I just can't see no other way out of it.
Well, Miss Emmeline ain't the only one you got to think about, neither, Lon. Everybody in town's depending on you. You hear what Squire said yesterday. The school board's expecting you to lead the Pine Ridge Possums on to victory.
Yeah, I know, but Granny, I don't even know enough to lead them out on the diamond.
You've got to keep the pink and green flying high.
It ain't no use, Abner. I just ain't the coaching type. The Possums will have to get somebody else.
Well, you can learn, Lon. Don't let the Possums down. There's books on football. Gives all the rules and everything. You can read up on them and then take the Possums to victory.
Well, I couldn't learn enough by next Saturday, and that's when the next game is. The Possums are playing the Odin Owls.
Oh, was that next Saturday?
Yeah.
I thought they were playing the Cold Coons next Saturday. I can't keep up with who they're playing.
No?
Well, you can win that game with the Odin Owls, and you don't have to know nothing about football to do that. That's the one game that Pine Ridge always wins. And generally by a pretty big score, too.
They do.
Yeah, the Potter Polecats will give you trouble, but I don't think Odin will. I don't believe it's ever been a year when the Odin Owls, they win the game from the Possums.
Well, the Hatfield Hogs beat them last week. I know that.
Yeah, they gave them a pretty good gut.
Of course, we might win that game again, the Owls, but I know good and well I'd lose all the others. Now, I hate to let Miss Emmeline and the school board and the Possums down that way.
Yeah, well, you could learn enough out of the book to win the other games by the time they come along. Get by this week and you can read during the time.
No, I can't do it. I've just got to read on.
Now, listen, Lon. You get the book and I, Doggy, I'll help you learn it. Yes, sir. I'll set it with... Oh, wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears. I bound your old Grandpappy to help you too, Lon.
Oh, he couldn't help me. He knows less about it than we do, if that's possible.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Yeah, howdy. Yes, sir, they're sure talking about it.
How's that, Grandpap?
I say they're talking about it. Everybody here.
Talking about what?
Hey, sure, a special down the barbershop.
What in the world are you talking about, Grandpa?
Why, the new coach. Coach Eddie.
Oh!
Old Lum here.
Yeah, Coach Eddie.
Yeah. Have you started working with the possums yet, Lum?
Well,
I went over there today and talked to him. That's about all, Grandpa.
Getting them in shape for the Odin game, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, say, you already hear Mose Mooch carrying on down there at the barbershop. Mose, he's betting everything he can get his hands on.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it, Mose. He never bets on nothing less than Mr. Saints. I don't see who he's found a bet with on that game, though.
Oh, he's got plenty of takers. He's the only man in history to ever bet on Odin.
On Odin?
Yeah.
You mean that Mose Mooch is betting again Pine Ridge?
Oh, my. As quick as he heard Lum was going to coach the possums right away, he wanted to slap his money on Odin.
Why, that traitor, that snake in the wind.
Oh, he said with Lum coaching the possums, he might just as well take the air out of their football and close the season right now.
Yeah, well, I guess Mose will have to take his bets back now, though. Because Lum is going to resign his coaching job, Grandpa.
Who's resigning?
I'm going to keep that coaching job if it's the last thing I ever do.
Yeah.
And what's more, I'm going to lead the Pine Ridge Possums in the greatest string of victories you've ever saw.
Hooray!
All right, ladies, I'll show that Mose Mooch.
No doubt Lum is quite sincere in wanting to lead the Pine Ridge Possums on to victory. But who's going to lead Lum? Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. And so they lived happily ever after. Yes, friends, after the orange blossom disappeared, the bride and groom lived happily because they didn't let such minor common ills as an occasional touch of acid indigestion spoil their happiness. Instead, they kept a package of effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets always in the house. Now, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, remember that your corner druggist has Alka-Seltzer. And Alka-Seltzer can help give you real two-way relief. It can help ease the upset jittery feeling in your stomach, and it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better fast. That's why you hear it said so often, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So don't delay. Get it today. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.